We are going to have a discussion about environmental illness and how what is known by doctors is not helping people get well, and let's just go on from there. So start at the beginning of, you know, what was happening to you and what stuff was going on and what you weren't able to do in finding ways to help.
Well, I started having terrible symptoms, couldn't work, fatigue, pain in my head. I felt like I couldn't live in my house. There was something wrong. A variety of symptoms. Pain in behind an eye, pain in the shoulder, stomach clenching, just feeling like terrible, terrible anxiety. And I went to doctors, I went to a psychiatrist, and they just wanted to put me on an antidepressant. I felt like there was something physically wrong with me, and they just really didn't want to listen to that and just wanted said, which prescription do you want?
And all your lab tests, of course, were normal, quote unquote.
Well, when I first went to the psychiatrist, they would not, they didn't do any lab tests. It wasn't until I said, no, I'm not taking an antidepressant. I feel that there's something physically wrong with me, that she referred me to a psychologist. And then I took it upon myself to go to an MD and have blood work done. I went and whatever blood work, the basic blood chemistries that they did, they came out normal.
Right.
So the doctor's conclusion was that your blood work is fine, so there's nothing wrong with you.
And one of these doctors was, quote, a holistic doctor.
A holistic MD.
Right, yeah.
Yes. And so her conclusion was just an antidepressant. So at this point, I'm getting it from all places where I just thought, oh, my God. I mean, I actually filled the prescription. I took it home. I looked at it. And I just, I mean, I almost took it. I almost took it. And then my gut was just telling me, that is not what's wrong with you, that these people are wrong, and to find another avenue. And I did not take it, and I searched for naturopath and found a naturopath that actually did blood work on the first visit and found out that I had Epstein-Barr and chronic fatigue. So, you know, I mean, if you dig deep enough, you find the real reason. So, taking holistic medicines, homeopathic remedies, I started to get my energy back, started feeling better. This is over, you know, 5 or 6 months, and then started with electromagnetic and chemical sensitivity. And
where in that did you find my class?
Oh, I had taken your class, I think, maybe a year before that. And I had tried to get an appointment, but we played phone tag, and then everything kind of blew up. So, I didn't know it was electromagnetic sensitivity and chemical sensitivity. I just had these terrible symptoms, scary symptoms, and I didn't know, you know, the anxiety, just, you know, a terrible feeling in your body. I could have no relief. Wherever I went, there was no relief. I felt it was in my home. I felt better out of my home. So I would drive around during the day to be out of my home, and I would go home and sleep. And finally, after several months, had environmental people come in and test the home. They found electromagnetic problems, which we remedied, but I still couldn't be in the home. And after a month, I moved out, and I haven't lived in my home for over 15 months now, so I've been getting better.
But now you found another home, and which you've helped clear out with ozone and
yes.
air filters, but bringing things from your old home to the new home has been a problem
yes.
because they've absorbed things that are bad for you.
Correct. So been using all different things, you know, obviously vitamins, minerals, detoxing to get well, but also in the home, air purifiers, a must, a mask, a must to use so you do not, a charcoal mask, so you do not breathe in the chemicals to, you know, stop the symptoms, ozone machine to clear out odors and toxins in the home, cleaning with non-toxic chemicals, baking soda, vinegar, other products that that David Getoff carries, naturopathic cleaners, enzyme cleaners, and cleaning the home to make it livable and taking out the toxins.
So in no particular order, the most important things are understanding that you're not crazy and that you really do have an issue that has to be addressed.
Correct.
Starting to figure out slowly what the things are that are triggering you so that you can get away from them and find places that are safer to be.
Yes.
And then doing adequate kidney and liver support so that your organs of detoxification can start to remove the things that you are more full of than your body can handle, and then different homeopathics and other nutrients that help your body safely and slowly remove the poisons so that the overload starts to go down lower and lower and lower.
Yes. I that's when I started actually feeling better after seeing David, the naturopath. We're actually doing kidney and liver support, and you have to start very slow and gradually, and then able to start to pull out the toxins, you start to make progress. Prior to that, it was just stay away from your triggers and just stay indoors and try to just stay away from triggers. That was the remedy of getting better, but you're not getting better. You're just avoiding triggers.
Everybody else, including the holistic docs, were just saying avoid your triggers and weren't doing any of the stuff that we're doing together to pull stuff out of it.
Correct. Yes, one other naturopathic doctor was doing it, but I think it was too quick. It was making me sick, right, by pulling out the toxins too quick. I mean, there was one time I was just sick for like 2 weeks. I couldn't even move. I was just, you know, we were doing some sort of detoxing and something in the gut, like killing off things in the gut, and it was just too much. My body wasn't able to handle it. So, I mean, once I started seeing you, then it was a slower pace where I wasn't feeling extremely ill, but I was still making progress and getting better. So.
Sure. And I hate having to say it because I don't like to put down naturopathy, but the naturopaths that are called doctors, which went through the medical training, don't understand how slowly things have to be done.
Yes.
I hate the word doctor. You know,
yes.
I'm just a naturopath. But they're still too medical, and they still push too hard.
I agree. The naturopath that I saw was a naturopathic doctor. And, you know, and I have to say that, you know, that person helped me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Helped
yeah.
me get past fatigue and helped me get to a point. But once I had the electromagnetic and chemical sensitivity, I was not being helped by that person. And that's why I sought out a different naturopath. Because, you know, some doctors will only get you so far if they help at all. So maybe they do help a little, but then when you're not getting better at that point, then it's time to look for someone else. And, you know, hopefully you find someone like David Getoff who will help you and
so
you will actually get better.
Most important thing you would tell people who don't feel good, who are having all sorts of weird and strange symptoms, and their professionals, you know, say, well, sorry, but everything tests normal, is to just try and find somebody good that understands that, no, there are reasons for you feeling this. The reason is not a deficiency of a psychiatric medication.
No.
You're not crazy. You really do feel it. If we could have a device that could make the doctor feel the way you felt, then the doctor would realize you're not crazy.
Correct.
But we don't
mm-hmm.
have that device, so
no.
Just keep looking for the right person.
Yes, don't give up, and believe in yourself. And, you know, for myself, I had the gut feeling. I knew something was wrong. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew I wasn't mentally ill. And I knew in my gut that there was something physically wrong. I told the psychiatrist. I told the psychologist. I told the doctors, there's something physically wrong with me. And they just said, no, there's nothing physically wrong with you. And by doing a test, but they didn't test for everything.
Right.
So whatever they tested, that wasn't what was wrong. But there was something physically wrong. But don't give up and keep trying. And if you go to a doctor, a naturopath, and they are not helping you, then go find another one. And don't give up on yourself. And don't let someone talk you into you're mentally ill, you're depressed. Because if you know that that's not right, then keep searching and believe
in it. Or maybe you are depressed, but you're depressed because of chemicals.
Correct.
And they want to add another chemical called a prescription.
Right. Right. And it's craziness, because you can get depressed from an environmental illness because it's so hard to deal with, and, you know, but an antidepressant that could possibly cause suicidal thoughts is really not the answer. You know, I mean, it's not the answer. So there's help out there, and if you can't find it, just keep searching and don't give up, because eventually you will find someone that will help you and understand what the issue is.
But it's going to take time, because you can't do it fast, and it's going to cost more because you're using better quality foods and non-toxic detergents and grass-fed beef and all those different things.
It will cost more, but in the long run, it is well worth it. You have to eat high-quality foods. You have to drink high quality water. You have to detoxify your environment and have no toxins, you know, perfumes, fragrances, laundry detergents, dryer sheets. All those conventional things are toxic to you, and you have to find non-toxic versions of that. Air purifiers help.
What do you say to a man or woman with these problems whose spouse is so ignorant of what's going on that they're not even willing to turn off the Wi-Fi, to unplug the portable phones and use a corded phone, to stop using cell phones around you? What would you say to those people?
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, I was in that situation. I had to move. So I would say get away from those devices that are triggering your illness, because you will not get well by continuing to be around those. And you have to take care of yourself, and hopefully not being around them, you can work it out on the side. But it's to continue to live in a toxic environment, you will not get well. You will continue to be... You can continue to be sick and possibly even get sicker. You can't make people understand what you're going through. You can try, you can tell them, but it's such a strange illness that it infects your environment, it affects your mental capacity, because these toxins affect your brain, and you seem crazy because you're jittery, because the metals in your body are being affected by the Wi-Fi and cell phone towers, and it seems crazy, but you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
And things are expensive, like getting silver fillings removed because of all the mercury in them. That's not inexpensive.
It's not.
Finding the right doctor, dentist to do it, to make sure they don't make you worse. You know, all of those different things, there's so many different little areas.
Yes, I did have amalgam and fillings removed from my mouth. I had actually done that prior to getting ill, but I think that helped a lot. I think that I had told you before is that I had this strange tick in my neck, that my neck would just move involuntarily for a while, and I started noticing it more and more. And after taking your class, I had the silver fillings removed from my mouth. And since
By a properly trained dentist
and to remove mercury fillings, that tick has gone out of my neck. So, again, we'll never know, but that could have developed over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years into something else that we don't know. But removing the mercury fillings definitely was a help.
Yep. Neurological issues very often remedy themselves. But, of course, anybody else would have said, oh, that tick couldn't possibly be caused by that. And the fact that it went away afterwards, they go, oh, well, that had nothing to do with it. That just, you know.
It never happened after I had the silver fillings removed. And yeah. I had them all removed at the same time. And yeah. I'd never had it happen after that.
It was obviously the cause. I have people whose handshakes got noticeably better. All sorts of different things. Well, thank you for sharing. Hopefully this will help some other people to move in the right direction.
I hope so.